Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I go to the lines, I just want to say this. That was a great interview. I strongly recommend anybody interested in this issue, obviously contact Professor Petering, but equally important, you can go on the website of Devil Radio, and it says podcast. Click on podcasts, and you can forward that interview. You can click on that interview and forward it to people who have an influential position in making sure these maps get done. I mean legislators, chiefs of staff, politicians, people in various consulting firms that are in political firms that are involved in this thing. Get it out there. Get it out there, because the data that the professor showed and what he accomplishes with this is incontrovertible. And if he's 20% or more better than even the Evers map, we got to get that out. We've got to get that out. So thank you again, Professor. We're going to the lines. Bob, I'll get you in order. Bobby of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bobby?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I love your show like usual. But this one, you knocked it out of the park. This current map situation is such a disaster. And I'm from Eau Claire, and I don't have any majority-minority districts in Eau Claire. But it matters to me to watch, you know, huge chunks of the minority community in Milwaukee to just feel like they're being completely left out here. And it isn't right. And I don't believe that, you know, the Evers administration had any ill intent at all. But I do believe these maps, the people's maps as they're currently sitting, although better than the Republicans, aren't what they need to be, and they need to just be scrapped and started over. So I'm super excited to hear about this development and the guests that you had on today. And I am going to go try to find that podcast and send it to my Senator Jeff Smith, who's been a voice for fair maps, and show him there's a better way here that we can do this without leaving out our minority communities, right? Because they've already been dealing with either, you know, outrageously prejudicial public policy for many years, or, you know, or downright racist, or policy that just hasn't considered them thoughtfully enough. And that's what I currently believe. The people's map hasn't considered those minority communities thoughtfully enough. And I think it's a disaster to let them move forward as is, even though the courts are going to kill them. But I think good Democrats, I think we all should be emailing this podcast to our representatives and saying, you know, get it out there. This is it. I mean, stand for something here and do this thing over. Just scrap it, you know. But thank you.
Yeah, that's
thank
outstanding, Bobby. Thank you. And I'm going to put a little tail on that. And that is this. If you're not compliant with the Voting Rights Act, even if you have no ill intent, they're going to shoot that map down. They're going to go, oh, no. And then they could go back to this gerrymandered one. We don't want that. The second thing is incumbents are going to try to protect their own tails. OK, and we saw that in Milwaukee County with the county board, where they rejected several maps until it suited the incumbents. Well, incumbents will always do that in both parties. So Professor Petering's expertise in developing this algorithm is when it is compliant with the Voting Rights Act and is much more compliant with the Voting Rights Act than the Evers map. And then secondly, it's also far more competitive, compact, and fairer than any of these things. Why would you not consider it? Why would you not consider it? So get this out. Get this podcast emailed on to all of your representatives, their chiefs of staff, people involved in the Fair Maps movement. Thanks a lot. We're going to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I got some good news for you today, Matt. I've been going after this Luke Hagelman and who's the other guy? Uncle Ted Nugent, who's been out in the corn way too long. I showed those guys this week, Dean Bortz, actually, the editor of Wisconsin Outdoor News. If they push this nonsense with their game laws, which is a lot bigger than just the wolf, what they're doing with the wolves, they have an agenda. And their agenda is that they're going to control our game laws, not us. So I told him flat out, I says, you know, 10 to 1, I can get 10 people to buy permits for wolf kill permits to every one you guy you can get. And if you don't start listening to me, things are going to get worse. Because don't mess with Wisconsin's outdoor heritage. You know, it's bad enough you guys are in politics, Madison and Washington, but you get into our outdoors, our badger state, don't mess. You don't know what you're up against. You think we're cupcakes? You think we're going to get pushed over on all this? Read some of the bills. I got a whole bunch of bills sent to me that these goofballs want to take over because it's their right. All this garbage about their right, well, I've had it with them. And I may end up in Madison on this because this is something that affects me. I'm an outdoor outfitter. I train hunting dogs. I take people hunting. That's my life. Don't step in my backyard, especially when you're out of state, and tell me how to run this state. Just don't even think about it. With our buddy Scotty Walker, they said friend of sportsmen, you know, the sportsman's friend. He was about a friend of sportsmen like Deacon is to a mouse. You know, I mean, that guy was toxic. So anyhow, thanks for letting me speak my piece. Have a great day.
Great. Thanks an awful lot, Bill. As always, very, very good and very passionate. There's nobody knows more about hunting and the outdoors than Bill. And, you know, this dichotomy has been going on in the state a long time. People who are really would really pervert our hunting, make it more difficult to hunt, fewer animals and so forth, always attack the DNR. They want to regulate it, give it to out-of-state outfitters to come in and shoot whatever they want. The fact of the matter is you have got to have game management. You've got to have management of the environment in which you hunt. And that we want clean water. We want experts taking a look at what the quota should be for deer, for wolves, for turkeys, for everything else. Experts. If you let politicians, many of them who don't hunt themselves, are you kidding me? Anybody ever seen Voss going around hunting? Are you kidding me? Or Gableman, or if they did, they'd pose for holy pictures. They go up there and they buy some clothes and stand in a tree or something. Look, I'm tired of these guys. Very tired of them. You have a guy with expertise like Bill of Oconomowoc and a heck of a lot of the other hunters I know, and they want professional game management. They want professionals handling the hunting environment. They want clean water. They want clean water. They want wetlands. They want professional management. They don't want some political yahoos shooting their mouth off going, yeah, I want to bring these hunting groups in from Texas and Kansas and so on, and they can shoot away and have whatever season they want and take whatever they want. No, that's just not the way it works. This is a rational state with a rational hunting environment. Rational hunting environment. Thanks a lot for calling in, Bill. I really appreciate it. You know, the interview with Professor Petering, I just want to underscore, that's got to be, that has got to be forwarded by email. You can go on the Devil Radio website and it says podcasts and go to Matt Flynn Direct and today's date, and then you can figure it out. He came in at 7, we started at about 7:20 p.m., 7:20 a.m., 7:19 a.m., roughly in there. And it went on for till about 7:49. So just send that to people to listen to that. This algorithm is superior to the Evers algorithm, and the Evers algorithm is light years superior to the corrupt, gerrymandered Republican algorithm. And this one dodges a lot of bullets in terms of compliance on the Voting Rights Act. It's more compact, fairer, and it's more competitive. The other people simply have not done the work. This guy's done the work, and he's an expert. Contact this guy. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Great interview with Professor Petering. Great programming coming up. You have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You have Earl Ingram, my friend. And then you have Great Evening Program, Weekend with Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today. Fashion shoots with Beck and Hansen, Corbin, Love and Melanie.